Israeli leaders.
And references pointed us to, they are all talking about the story in Galilee.
那么然后主耶稣这个约翰福音才讲了主耶稣在这个约在耶路撒冷的指示。
And only John has mentioned that the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem.
你看如果你读尼弟兄的这个读经之路或者怎样读圣经。
And that if you were to read how to read your Bible by a brother Watchman Nee.
那么他讲到这个比较四福音他也是这么讲的。
And similarly he has touched on the similar aspect of the four gospels.
不过这个是非常难怪就是因为那个时候的资讯并不完全。
We can't help because that we know that at that time there was insufficient information.
那么到现在我们可以说比那个时候看得起这个背景的资料比那个时候丰富的很多。
But we know that as compared to the early days, now we have more background information.
所以现在我们看得很清楚就是从路加福音第九章一直到路加福音十九章那么我们知道这个就是最后180天在约旦河外所发生的事。
And we know that these 10 chapters from 9 to 19 of thatThat is the time period where is described as last 180 days.
从表面上来看，这个这一段一直，你如果不懂得地理也没有关系。但是反正圣灵启示他的时候，在这一段一直说我们上耶路撒冷去，上耶路撒冷。主耶稣脸一直向着耶路撒冷。
And we know that you may not be able to understand geographically, but what has been mentioned that you know the Lord, the face of the Lord has been facing Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷就是他钉十字架的地方。
That we know that Jerusalem is where he will be crucified.
但是其实如果你仔细读的话，原来主耶稣是用约旦河外的伯大尼来做中心。
But if you were to read carefully, the Lord Jesus has been using Bethany beyond Jordan to be his base.
就好像在加利利的时候，他用加百农做中心一样。
That we know in Galilee he used the Capernaum to be his base.
他从加百农出去再回来，出去再回来。
We know that many times he left Capernaum and finally he returned to Capernaum.
那如果你从十九九章读到十九章，你看主耶稣是从约旦河的伯大尼出去再回来，出去再回来。
And so if you read carefully from 9 to 19 of Luke, you know that Jesus often left Bethany beyond Jordan and then he returned again to Bethany.
那因为这一段对大家来讲很陌生。
And that we know that it's quite unfamiliar to most of us.
你如果读普通的书的话，不大容易交代的清楚的。
And so many of times they can't give us a clear account of this aspect.
所以为了这个缘故，我们再替弟兄姊妹整理一下。
And so we'd like to help brothers help us to reorganize.
所以现在如果我们把它整理一下，那么我想这一段路就很清楚了。
And so if we were to reorganize, I think that it will be very clear to us.
那这一段路是分四个阶段。
And this portion is divided into four stages.
那我们先看第一个阶段是怎么一回事。
Let's focus to see what will be the first stage.
我们先从十九章开始。
Let's
对不起，我约马太十九章。
Let's start with Matthew 19.
马太十九，你看十九章第一节。
19 verse 1.
耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境界约旦河外。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished this saying that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan.
那我们不要忘，我们已经说过了，这个犹太地是约旦河外的犹太地。
This Judah is actually Bethany beyond Jordan.
这个就是约旦河外的伯大尼。
And so that we often refer now as the Bethany beyond Jordan.
我们也不要忘记啊，有两个犹太地，两个 Judeas.
Do not forget there are two Judeas.
一个是靠近耶路撒冷。
One is near to Jerusalem.
一个是靠近加利利。
One is near to Galilee.
那么约旦河外的犹太地就是巴山。
That we know that Bethany beyond Jordan is Bashan.
Bashan 就是伯大尼，所以我们说这是约旦河外的伯大尼。
That we say that this is Bethany beyond Jordan.
所以现在大家明白了，等最后主耶稣离开加利利，他到了哪里？就到约旦河外的伯大尼。
And so after Jesus had left Galilee, he has now moved to Bethany beyond Jordan.
然后法利赛人就和他谈辩论关于休妻的事。
And so the Pharisees came and they debate upon marriages and divorce.
所以这个应该就是在约旦河外伯大尼所发生的。
And this has actually happened in Bethany beyond Jordan.
好，然后现在我们就可以跳到路加福音第九章，接下来。
And now we will link up with Luke chapter 9.
那么到了路加福音第九章的时候，尤其是读到第九章五十一节。
Especially verse 51.
你看耶稣被接上升的日子将到他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Now, Now it came to pass when the time has come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
所以可见他是先到了约旦河外伯大尼。
And so it is first that he has come, arrived at Bethany beyond Jordan.
他定义向耶路撒冷去。
And so he has determined to go to Jerusalem.
因为你知道路加特别讲主耶稣被接上升将到，所以他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Because he said, yeah, Luke mentioned that when the time has come, and so he has steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
那么他准备到耶路撒冷以前经过撒玛利亚。
We know that before he arrived in Jerusalem, he has passed through Samaria.
所以他就打发使者在他们前面走，就到了撒玛利亚一个村庄，要为他预备。
And so he has sent messengers before him in order to prepare for them to enter into the village.
结果很有意思，路加告诉我们说，那里的人不接待主耶稣，因为他面向耶路撒冷去。
And so strange thing happened here. He said, but they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？主耶稣可能在黑门山或者变化山就已经升天了。
We know the Lord, our Lord Jesus, at Mount Hermon or Transfiguration at Mount, he could have descended to heaven.
但是路加福音说，他被接上升日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
But Luke told us when the time comes that he has steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
他可以升天，他没有升天，结果反而往耶路撒冷去。然后才升天。
We know that he could have ascended to heaven, and yet he delayed this, and that he set his face towards Jerusalem only later on that he had ascended to heaven.
然后撒玛利亚人不接待他。
But here the Samaritans refused to receive him.
因为他面向耶路撒冷。
The reason being his face was set.
所以这条道路是十字架的道路。
And so this is the way of the cross.
十字架道路是面向耶路撒冷。
The way of the cross.Is facing Jerusalem.
你如果面向耶路撒冷，撒玛利亚人不会接待你的。
If you are facing Jerusalem, the Samaritans will not receive you.
那这个时候，雅各、约翰就生气了。
And James and James and John, they were very annoyed.
那么结果他说，就求主从天上像降火把他们烧了，像以利亚把以利亚所做的一样。
And so James and John say that Lord, you send out fire, command fire from heaven and consume them.
然后主转过来就责备他们。
But the Lord turned and rebuked them.
你们的灵如何？你们不知道。
That you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
那个灵是个暴烈的灵，那个灵不是羔羊的。
You know that this is the spirit of violence. This is not the spirit of the Lamb.
当我们的主走在十字架道路的时候
，When our Lord was traveled on the way of the cross.
那个灵当然是羔羊了，因为他要钉十字架。
That because he's going to the cross, so that it must be the spirit of the Lamb.
如果人不接待你。
And so, if no one receives you,
那是很自然的一件事。
This is a very natural thing.
因为十字架本身就是弃绝的意思。
Because the cross meant you will be forsaken.
你不可能走在十字架道路上，结果你受人欢迎。
It can't be that you are the way of the cross, and many will welcome you.
所有跟随主的人，你要问你的灵是什么灵。
And so all of us who are following Christ, we need to know what type of spirit, what manner of spirit we are.
你嘴巴可以讲十字架的道，但是你的灵不是羔羊的。
Our mouth confess that the way of the cross, your spirit may not be the spirit of the Lamb.
这是谁求主耶稣降火的？是雅各跟约翰。
Who has asked the Lord to command the fire? It was John and James.
难怪是他们，因为他们是打雷子，现在他们打起雷来了。
Of course they are, because they are the sons of the thunder. Of course now you can hear thundering.
结果他们不知道他们的灵是如何。
But they didn't recognize what sort of spirit they have.
所以你看，这就是在那个往这个就是在往撒玛利亚在什么？这就是在往那个耶路撒冷的路上所发生的事情。
And that was what had happened.When they are on the way to Jerusalem.
那么就在走路的时候，你看很有意思吧？走路就是走在十字架道路的时候，有事情发生了。
And so it was because they were traveling on the way of the cross, and that something had happened.
有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我都要跟从你。”
And there was one. Someone said to him, "Say, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go."
耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子连枕头的地方也没有。”
And that Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air has nests." But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head.
那么在那条路上，主耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配已经神的国。”
And that the Lord Jesus says that those who put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God.
所以很明显，这是十字架道路的意思。你看到吗？很清楚的。
And so very obvious, this is the way of the cross.
然后在这些事情以后
，And after the events had
就是一面你看这个约翰跟雅各的灵被检验了。
And now you know the spirit of John and James were tested.
然后你明白说跟随主是狐狸有洞，飞鸟窝，连人子连枕头的地方都没有。
And so if you want to follow Jesus, you need to recognize foxes have their holes, birds have their nests.But the Son of Man,
人如果手扶着犁向后看，不配进神的国。
And those who put his hand on the plow and turn back, they are not worthy to enter to feed for the kingdom.
所以，当门徒们确定他走的路是什么道路以后
，And so as the disciples have determined which way they would travel,
主就差遣七十个门徒出去了。
And then the Lord sent out 70 disciples.
不要忘记，在加利利的时候，主耶稣差遣十二个门徒。
We know in Galilee, the Lord sent out 12 disciples.
因为往以色列迷失的羊那里去。
And that is to send them to the lost sheep of Israel.
现在是约旦河外的约旦河外。
And now is Jordan, is Bethany beyond Jordan.
那么不是 Bethany, 就是约旦河外。
That is outside River Jordan. Beyond River Jordan.
The region beyond
the region beyond the River Jordan.
那么我们知道在那里面许多人都是很多人住在底加坡里，很多人大部分都是外邦人。
And we know, the majority of the inhabitants in Decapolis are Gentiles.
结果呢，你看见他们就被打发出去了。
And they were sent by the Lord.
十七节，他们就回来了。
And verse 17, when they return.
所以很可能就是在约旦河外的伯大尼那个做中心，他们出去了又回来了，出去了又回来。
And there is a great possibility they have used.Bethany beyond Jordan to be their base, and they were sent out and they have returned.
然后呢，他们就然后呢，主耶稣就往耶路撒冷去。
And after which, our Lord Jesus moved towards Jerusalem.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
因为到了二十五节的时候，到了路加福音第十章二十五节，那里讲了撒玛利亚人的故事嘛。
And so when we come to chapter 10 verse 25.Relates to us the story of the Samaritan.
那个刚刚好是发生在耶利哥往耶路撒冷那条路上。
It happens to be the way from Jericho to Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣很快就要到耶路撒冷了。
And in a short while, our Lord Jesus will be arriving Jerusalem.
所以告诉主耶稣说，那么到底哪一个是落在强盗中的邻舍呢
？And so that who is the neighbors of the robbers?
那当然，我们
Who was the neighbors to him who fell among the thieves?
你看见，当然主耶稣是那个撒玛利亚人嘛。
Of course, our Lord Jesus is the good Samaritan.
我们就是那个落在强盗手里的。
And so we are that one that who has fell in the hands of the thieves.
那么因为这个从耶路撒冷到耶利哥，所以你看很多的祭司，很多的他们立位人都从那里走过。
And because that this is the way from Jericho is to Jericho to Jerusalem, that was why on the way there are so many priests and so many Levites.
那么但是利未人就是我们的主经过那里，结果用油和果包裹他的伤处，然后把它放在客殿里面。
And it was the Levites who stripped him of his clothes and of his wood and leave him at the inn.
那主耶稣说哪一个那个是落在强盗手哪一个是落在强盗中的灵
And so the Lord Jesus asked, out of these three, what do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?
那他回答对是怜悯他的
And he says, it's the one that who has mercy upon him.
所以主耶稣说你去照样行吧
And so the Lord Jesus said, go and do likewise.
这什么意思 因为前面他们讨论说要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
Because in the earlier portion they say that you have to love your neighbors as yourself.
那么谁是你的邻舍
？Who are your neighbor?
主耶稣就是你的邻舍。
Our Lord Jesus will be your neighbor.
所以你应该照样去行。
And so you should go and do likewise.
所以这个故事是发生在耶利哥往耶路撒冷那条路上。
And so this incident happened along the road between Jericho.And Jerusalem.
然后你再往上走
，and then as you move northwards，
结果你就到了什么？你就到了什么？你就到了这个橄榄山的后山。
And now that you are at the back of Mount Olives，
我们说过橄榄山有前山是面对的耶路撒冷。
And we know we already mentioned that Mount Olives the front is facing Jerusalem。
橄榄山后山所面对的乃是死海，一片的旷野。
That we know the back of Mount Olives is facing the Dead Sea and where the land is barren。
那你看见玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Now we can see that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
马大在那里侍奉。